We represent the greatest of all kings, the King of Kings. When you think about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, those terms are used interchangeably. Matthew uses kingdom of heaven more than any other writer, but they're used interchangeably in the New Testament. Dispensationalists try to make a difference in them and say that they represent two different things. They do not. They do not represent two different things because the terms are used interchangeably. But we represent the kingdom of heaven. We represent the greatest kingdom that there could ever be. You think of some of the greatest kingdoms that there have been on earth, going back in history. Go back to the Assyrians, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Medes and Persians, the Grecians, the Romans, any other kingdom that there has been, or any other empire that there has been down through more recent history than that. Some of them great kingdoms that stretched across the face of the earth. With regards to the British Empire, there was that boast that the sun never set upon the British Empire. That somewhere in the world, the sun was shining on part of the British Empire. We represent a greater kingdom than that. We represent a kingdom that stretches to every corner of the earth. That's in every country of the earth. We represent the greatest of all kings, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We represent the one before whom every king will eventually bow and will acknowledge that our Savior, our King, that He is Lord and none else. We represent this King. And the Lord sends us out into the world representing Him and recommending that we might recommend the word of the Lord to those that we come into contact with.